This is only the beginning. That was the word from State Attorney General Martha Coakley after announcing criminal indictments in the investigation of the Massachusetts Probation Department. Yesterday, Coakley delivered indictments against the former Commissioner of Probation and the Chief of Staff to the former State Treasurer. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The indictment of John Jack O'Brien will come as no surprise. The former Commissioner of Probation resigned on New Year's Eve before he could be fired as the head of a department that an independent counsel called a cesspool of fraud and systemic corruption. But yesterday's biggest indictment charged O'Brien with job rigging, not at the probation department, but at the state treasurer's office. And the alleged objective of a criminal conspiracy was to get O'Brien's wife a job. According to the indictment, in 2005, O'Brien approached Scott Campbell, the chief of staff for then-treasurer Tim Cahill. He raised the possibility of his wife Lori O'Brien getting a job at the lottery. Here's Attorney General Martha Coakley.
We allege in these indictments that Campbell responded in these discussions that Treasurer Cahill was interested in a fundraiser, and Campbell wondered whether the commissioner would be involved in or wanted to be involved in such a fundraiser.
In June 2005, O'Brien hosted a fundraiser in which he raised $11,000 for Treasurer Cahill, who hired Lori O'Brien a few months later in September. It was a case, says the indictment, of quid pro quo. If Cahill himself is in the headlights, the attorney general wouldn't say.
This is only the beginning of this investigation, not the end of it.
A separate indictment, also unsealed yesterday, charges that O'Brien made a false report regarding the promotion of a probation officer in 2005. O'Brien certified that the proper protocol had been followed.
However, we allege in this indictment that a decision about who was going to be promoted to that position had already been made based upon an outside request for that promotion.
If true, this was the practice of job rigging for political patrons in the legislature that the special counsel Paul Ware had detailed in his scathing report last year. In this case, the request had come from then-Speaker of the House Sal DeMasi, recently convicted of corruption in a federal court. So is DeMasi in the headlights of this investigation as well? No comment from the Attorney General on a day in which state departments and former officials were intersecting in scandal. Also, no response from John Jack O'Brien or Scott Campbell. An attorney for Tim Cahill said there is no credible evidence to support the allegations of a quid pro quo involving Lori O'Brien's job. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.